proclamation number 8973 dated the May 9th, 1965. Faith and love lead to unification with God. If you bear my infinite love in mind, which took the most bitter suffering and dying for your sins upon itself in order to open the gate into the kingdom of light for you again, then this act of atonement alone should already induce you to respond to my love with as much depth you are capable of feeling. Yet precisely this is what you are lacking. You are no longer able to muster such love because my adversary still keeps you in chains and will do whatever he can to prevent your kind-hearted actions. It is not as if you are entirely incapable, because you shelter a tiny spark of my love in you which you need only nurture to grow into a bright flame. Yet this requires your will again, which is free and therefore not compelled by me nor my adversary. And this free will can do anything. It is able to establish the most heartfelt bond with me, but it can also completely submit to my adversary. However, even the slightest will for me is already enough for me to grant you strength and constantly prove my infinite love to you. If you therefore call upon me myself and Jesus for help against him, your resolve will be strengthened and you will have escaped my adversary. You will strive towards the light, live your life purposefully and indeed reach the final goal, unity with me. But what should you do first so as not to live your life in vain? First, you must believe in a power which created you. If you acknowledge this power, it will be easy for you to establish mental contact with me. For your belief in me is already evidence that you want to detach yourselves from your present Lord, for he will try to shake any belief you have. But since you turned me of your own accord, I will help you take the right path which leads to me. First of all, I will inform you of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, in whom I became a human being, and explain the significance he has for you. And as soon as you know that you can always turn to him, that he and I are as one, you will always hand your guilt, which was the cause of your human existence on earth, over to him. From then on you will be able to feel the great love I expect of you, which is needed to enter into union with me. Thus you can all attain faith in a being which is exceedingly powerful, wise and loving. And when you recognize that this being is exceedingly perfect, you will also be able to love it. In that case you will also know that you should strive towards this being, that you are still distant from it as a result of your past sin of apostasy, that he wants to win you back again and seeks to attract your love, which alone can revoke the original sin when it has been handed over to Jesus Christ, who has redeemed the guilt of sin on the cross. Only love can lead you back to me again. Only love is needed to enable you to enter the kingdom of light again. Only love returns to you all abilities which you once possessed in abundance and relinquished. Love alone is the bond between me and you, for it is your fundamental element, just as I myself am love. Consequently, if you believe in me, then the spark in you, which brings this faith into being, has already come alive and it will flare up ever more frequently and finally lead to unity. Therefore, believe that I exist, that I have created you as well as everything you see around you, and you won't be able to help yourselves but to make mental contact with me and thereby receive strength. You will become knowledgeable. That is, the right thoughts will flow into you so that you will know the truth, for the result of transferring my strength of love is that you may also have an insight into previously closed spheres. However, it always depends on your degree of love. Therefore, let love become active in you, for love is everything. It gives you clarity of thought as well as the strength to implement what benefits your soul. It will take you to Jesus Christ, And once you have recognized me in Jesus Christ, you will assuredly also take the path towards perfection. You will return into your Father's house from which you once voluntarily distanced yourselves. Amen.